News Talk 1620 WTAW, a few minutes with College Station Police Chief Jeff Capps reviewing the events from Monday at the McDonald's at Welburn and George Bush. First, the early morning armed robbery, of which there's now a person of interest being held, and more recently, an arrest following the late Monday evening stabbing of a 12-year-old. I didn't know whether my observation was right or wrong that you wish every criminal investigation could wrap up like the way it did.
Yes, sir. I mean, as it relates to the two incidents that happened this week, you know, it was a lot of information that was provided to us and helped not only through the media but through the community as well, coming together, providing us with some leads, which is it was always key for our success to develop those relationships and get that information from the community. And then our staff, I can't say enough about them, how much time they spent, you know, working endless hours, following up on leads and making sure they were able to get everything tied together so that were able to make the arrest in the case.
You guys probably practice sequences and staged incidents or scripted incidents. There's probably lots of background that goes into trying to prepare for things like this whenever they occur, and I'm guessing this is one of those payback days where it all seemed to work out for you.
Yes, so our staff does train regularly on different things through not only Instant Command system, but through the criminal investigations part, and it does. It comes into play, and I think we're blessed to have a staff that knows what to do, and we work well with the other agencies. These things doesn't happen all by yourself. Besides the community that's helping, we've got other agencies that are helping us out there. The university police is close by, and they assist us in the searches, and then the other agencies that are involved in the Houston area that help us actually with the apprehension of the suspect. Everything has to come together, and everybody has to be able to communicate and work together to make these things work out.
Has that been pretty well the case as far as the interlocal cooperation? Does everybody always seem to have everybody's back?
Yeah, I think we're blessed to live in a county where all the agencies work so well together. It's been my experience over the years that, our relations with the University Police, Bryan Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, the constables here, everybody has worked together extremely well. And, many times we're all looking sometimes for the same individuals, and that communication is key, and a lot of times it's success, and everybody works very well together, and we have, obviously, I think the whole community benefits from that.
From what I understand about the stabbing, the suspect's identity came about in part because of public identification, and I bring that up to ask if that's become more important, or has that happened more often than not in recent years, just because of the spread of social networking and so many other ways to be able to get out descriptions and photos and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it has really enhanced our abilities to be able to do our jobs. In this particular case, there was obviously some good video photograph of the individuals. Being able to get that information and getting that out, our detectives did a good job with canvassing the area and making sure that everybody, the media is able to put out that information in a timely manner. And then when our guys are out there, making sure everybody has a chance to see that as well. And that obviously was very helpful in this particular case as it led to the tips coming in to point us in the right direction.
Now, while the arrests have occurred in both the stabbing and the armed robbery at McDonald's, that certainly doesn't mean that the police department's work is completed.
No, there's still a lot of work to be done. As it relates to both cases, there's still a lot of follow-up. Our detectives will spend many more hours with follow-up to make sure that we tie all the loose ends together and we present a case that is it is good, and we'll be able to go forward with the prosecution on the cases. And so there's still a lot of work to be done. And as it relates to the aggravated robbery, the suspect that we have in custody, she is a person of interest right now. We're still trying to tie up some loose ends to see if we'll be able to make some charges as it relates to that case.
Anything else that I have missed that listeners ought to know about as it applies to these two incidents specifically, or just the business of going about to responding to a couple of more high-profile cases within 12 or 14 hours in a given day?
Well, and we've touched on it, but, you know, the key for us is to build those relations up front and early so that, you know, we've got to have a trust with our community. They got to trust us that when they call that we're going to be able to assist them. And so that, you know, we work on that each and every day, and we talk about that each and every day, the importance of that. And then being able to use whatever media outlets or technologies available now to get that information out and receive the information back is going to be key to us for having successful outcomes.
Have I got all the bases covered?
Yes, sir. And, you know, I would like to add, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the young girl that was injured. You know, it's hard for us sometimes to understand why some of these things happen, and I'm glad that she's doing as well as she is, and that we can continue to keep her in our thoughts and prayers as well.
And I'm guessing that there's still no reason yet for why the suspect did what he did?
You know, we're still looking into all of those different aspects of it and trying to see if we can piece that all together, but, you know, that's still an ongoing investigation. We're still looking into all those different aspects of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably the main curiosity we all have about that particular incident right now is just why. So,
sure. Yes, sir.
Comments from College Station Police Chief Jeff Capps summarizing the two incidents from the McDonald's at George Bush and Welburn from this past Monday on News Talk 1620 WTAW.